All right, page 75, Koyach HaMachshava. This connects very much to what we're learning in Tanya, as you'll see. Michal, all that we've been talking about, and that's how the Hashgacha Pratis is, the Koyach HaMachshava, Api Chassidus, the Koyach HaMachshava, the Tum Amarim on this Inyan of the Koyach HaMachshava. What does it mean to think? And how does one think? Api Derech HaBal Shem Tov. So there's a little bit of an introduction here. You know, he has in this particular sefer, and Derech HaMenachos, he wrote in a very different style. So he says, page 75, Beregezeh. He says, at this moment, Nogayis Yidei Hakarya Hanichba Biniyar. At this moment, he says, the hands of the honorable person who's reading this sefer is touching this paper. He doesn't know they're sharing. He thought we'd each get one. The hands are touching this paper. You could feel the paper by your fingers, in between your fingers. It could be that the edge is touching the palm of your hand. This feeling is very, very clear right now of the paper that's in your hands. It's clear to you, this is not, you're not touching a piece of iron or some wood. Gam loy niyar av, also it's not some thick page. Kim niyar dak, some thin piece of paper. Lefnei daka, a moment ago. Behayoysa mimashesh es haniyar, a moment ago before you read these words, when you were holding the paper, getting ready to learn, you were holding the paper and you were touching it a moment ago. Before you started reading, you were holding the paper. You were touching the paper the way that you are now. But klal lechash bekach, but you didn't feel it at all. You didn't feel it. You weren't aware of that at all. On the poil achaz, the mitzias, you were holding the paper. You were touching the paper before we started reading this. But you weren't paying attention to the paper. You weren't thinking about the paper. You were thinking about the oisius. You were looking at the words. And you were looking for the page number and for the words. You weren't thinking about what you're holding in your hands. Ulam, once our attention was turned, Rav Kluge is saying is that once I brought this to your attention, that you right now you have in your fingers a piece of paper. Hine nischadish pai mishush bar mashmos. There's a chiddush of something that you're touching, something that you're feeling. That's real, that's tangible, and it's important. Chusham mishush. This chush of touching something, of feeling something, matana mishamayim, is a gift that Hashem gave us. L'chaber ben ha'odem levein ma'ashim mechutz alayim. Hashem gave us this gift of touch, which enables us to make a connection with something outside of ourselves. L'man yeda ayidei ha'mishush ma'hador v'shelofonet. In order to know, what is it? In order to sense and to feel and connect to that which is in front of me. How much more salachas come of a common person, lo alein was a saginar, a person can't see. And he uses the chush hamishush as his eyes to know where he is and what it is and so on. Ach yochel hamishush le'elsais bistamius le'lei machshav. He says, we just have a perfect example that you could be touching something without any machshava, and when there's no machshava, you're completely oblivious to that gift of making contact with something outside of yourself. And the truth is that even though you're physically making that contact, you don't feel any connection because you're not thinking about it. The reality is that you're holding the page, but who cares? No. Since you're not thinking about it, you're not conscious of it. And therefore, there is no chibur that's taking place. Hamachshavi hi ha'ofeches es astami. It's machshava. It's thinking that transforms something that is stam. It exists. She'omnam nasa b'poel ach loy pesha. Lebein hamashma'uti. It transforms something which is stam, which might be happening but has no effect upon me, has no impact upon my life, doesn't mean anything to me. I'm not even aware of it. But the machshava, thinking about it, makes it into something which is mashma'uti, which has importance, which is meaningful. Hainu hapu'ula hamachaberes es toidas ha'odam la'asher lofanav. The act of connecting a person to something outside of himself. Through this gift that Hashem gave, the chush hamishush, the ability to touch something, to feel something. If somebody would give you that you won the lottery and they're taking a picture and they're giving you a check for $150 million or something, you would feel that. You'd feel that. You'd be thinking about it. That this piece of paper is going to change my life and it's going to change many other Jews' lives. You'd think about it, you'd feel it, you'd be aware of it. It's machshava. Kach gam chush hariyah. So it is with a chush that's more valuable in many ways, which is the chush hariyah of seeing. Yesh v'hainayim roz lo tzir v'machshava. Everybody knows that many, many times it happens to all of us that something passes before your eyes. It passes before your eyes, but you didn't see it. And you're able to see, everything's okay. It's without machshav. Yesh v'einayim roz lo tzir v'machshav. Sometimes it could be also, that's what happens, that the eye is seeing something, but since there's no machshava, v'adam ke'ein aroa. It's like the person, einayim lehem v'lo yiru. Passed right in front of your eyes, and you're looking at it. Sometimes you can be talking to a person. You know what happens to you? You're talking to a person, and you realize while you're talking to the person that he's not aware of it. It's not. If you're a teacher, you feel this all the time. That the person's might be, whatever, especially when I'm talking about the children or kids. They're looking at you, but they're not seeing anything. My daughter was telling me last night that. So she had to get ready for school starting, so she was reading something, but she was studying something that she had to do. She was studying something where everybody with the grandchildren were playing, everybody was busy, and she's sitting there with the homework, whatever, and she said that it's not going, and I said, how should it go in? You're looking at the page. I said, go to a quiet room, and you could do it in 15, 20 minutes. But like this, you'll sit here all night. It's not, you're looking at it, but you're not thinking about it, because you're trying to catch a little conversation like this, and the story that happens to everybody. What's scary is that there are guys that are working in that big thing that they're supposed to watch out for planes that have stuff like that going on, especially if you're working for a long time. I once had a mice years ago that I was, this is a long time ago, that we were a couple of guys that were bachim and we were driving from Miami, we're in Miami, and we're driving to Orlando. It's 5 hours. So we were going back from Orlando, we're going to Miami. We were going to Miami. That's just when they opened up the Disney place. It's a long time ago. And we were driving back. It's a long time. It's a long time. So, I mean, we had licenses, but it was a long time ago. So we were supposed to divide the driving. There were three guys, So my two friends went. I started off, and they fell asleep. And I kept on saying, "Well, it's your turn." So, whatever, it wasn't going. They were sleeping, and I figured I'll go a little bit more, you know. And then I'm tired. I'm going to stop. So I drove, and then 5 minutes later, not even, it said Miami 2 miles. I didn't remember one thing that happened. The whole. And then I looked at my clock and looked at the watch. The guys are still sleeping the whole time. One of them was just getting up a little bit. This one lives in his cell. He was starting to, like, hey, Mish, you know, it's okay, I'll take over. And I'm looking at this thing. It says, Miami 2 miles. And I felt like I was like in a television show. I didn't know what happened. And I looked at the watch, and five hours passed. I don't remember a thing. I don't remember one thing on the road. I don't remember going anywhere, doing anything. It just said Miami, and I was there. And it wasn't a Kvitzes HaDerech. It was something strange, that I was very, very tired, and I don't know. There was a shmira that nothing, thank God, nothing happened. My eyes were open, and I was driving, because I was following along, and I did everything I was supposed to do. But I don't remember anything. I didn't see anything. It happens not in such an extreme way, but a person is looking at something, it could be tired, it could be for other reasons, but he's not interested, he doesn't see it. Rega kat shel chibur machshav el ariyah, but when there's that split second where the mind is invested into the eyes, hine mis'al ariyah legeder achir, then the ariyah, then what you're looking at, it ascends to a different madrega. It's in a different madrega. That's called, already, it's not just called lirais, it's called histaklus, histakel, or lahabit, histakel. There are strong words. In Lashon HaKodesh, we have many words for seeing. Many words for seeing. Histakel already is to see something in a different way than liros, histakel. Nas is kan pu'ula shariya aybe ha'inayim. Now the eyes are really looking at something. But siruf hamayach, because the eyes are now working together with the mayach, with the mind. Hakolet es shemishtakev ba'ayin, that absorbs that which is reflected in the eyes. Umaharokach, another person is thinking about this. Gam b'shmiyakach, same thing with listening. Also, Oznaim Lehem Lo Yishmo. Oznaim Shoymais Ashav Koylois. Right now, everybody here hears, you're all hearing a certain sound. You're hearing the sound of me speaking. Regezeh Hischaltim Losim Lev Lekach. Because the time for the Shia began, and the one who's saying the Shia started talking, so the island starts to listen. There could have been other sounds and things, but if it wasn't yet the time for the shiur to start, or like it was schmoozing a little bit here, tzavishin owns a little bit small talk, whatever, then the other person doesn't hear. Even though the sounds are audible to him, and he's close enough to hear, but he knows it's not for him. He's talking to somebody, they're talking to people, it's not for him, it's not the shiur. Schmoozing. So the person is close enough to hear, but the machshava is not mitzdarf, because what's that have to do with me? So it's not mitzdarf. So he doesn't hear it. He asks him, what just happened? He says, I don't know, I didn't hear. What do you mean you didn't hear? You weren't talking, but the only thing you're staying 2 feet away. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. So, but paying attention means that the machshava was not connected to their ears. Now, everybody's listening. Slicha, yitachen shemikan ve'elach, hem yafiru lochem, es ha-sheket ha-nochutz lohem shechakuya. Could be that this sound is going to be bothering you, and you would just rather read on your own and not be annoyed by the sound that's coming out right now. But I think that was like a chassidish joke or something. But you're only paying attention now. L'mor shegam ba'amdechem b'keta ha-koydim, Hayu akolus kayom va'is amida u'mahadidim aklei shmiya. Even though the paragraph before, it could be there were sounds that were coming and they were making it the same volume and they were reaching your ear. Ach me'ach shalait zurf alei machshav. But if you weren't thinking about the sound, kilu lo vahayu. It's kilu. Nobody was speaking. U'chavar kosu amefarishim shalazois kosu v'toyer. It says in the Torah, in Krishma, it says, you should not be misled to stray after what? Achrei levavchem ve'achrei einechem. What's that? Achrei levavchem ve'achrei einechem? The Torah is telling us to be careful what you look at. You shouldn't look at the wrong things. So why does it say achrei levavchem ve'achrei levavchem ve'achrei einechem? Don't stray after your heart and after your eyes. What does the heart have to do with looking at something? You see things with your eyes, but of course we understand. Look, leval yistarf halev el shira ayin. The eye sees many things. If a person has to go on the train, if a person's walking on the street, so the eyes, there are many, many things. When the Torah says, lo sesu achrei levavchem ve'achrei einechem, the Torah says, listen, you have to pay attention to where you're walking. You can get hurt. So you have to see where you're going. It's a very tricky thing. But be careful what you're paying attention to. Your eyes are going to see a lot of things. The eyes don't have on it, doesn't block this or block that. But it's a matter of simas halev. What are you looking for? What are you paying attention to? Like we've discussed many times, if you have a person, he opens up the newspaper, and, you know, when I was a kid, I was growing up, so I would go to the library, I'd look at a book, and I'd see, take a book, look interesting, I'll go like that. I'll go like this to the book. And I would see, I would stop, it says Jew. It's not a very short book or a novel, I'd see Jew. Every time. Like this. Jew. Jew is something. Whatever. Almost every book has some Mishagas with Jews, you know that. Shakespeare never met a Jew in his life, and he has with Jews and Mishagas. That's who your machshav is. If another person would open that, and he wouldn't see that, he would see Rome, whatever. Wouldn't see that. That's what his head, where his mind is. That's what he sees. So the eyes, there's a tremendous world, and the eyes are open, and the person is exposed to all of that. But the Torah says, "Losesu achrei levavchem achrei einechem." Be careful of that tziruf, of that tag team match, of the combined efforts of the mind, levachim, the heart means paying attention, means the mind, of the combination of heart and eyes. Of course you have to look, you have to see. But be careful, because many things in the world you should only be looking at with your eyes, not with your mind. You have to look at whatever, but not with your mind. If you don't pay attention, if the heart is not in what you're seeing, then you're not going to be led astray. You're not going to get that wandering. But if you're, God forbid, if the heart, if there's a simas halev into what the eyes are looking at, and it's something you shouldn't be looking at, it's something that's not good, so then it could cause a lot of problems. Page 76. Ha'ilam ha'advar. What comes out from all of this is very clear. Now we're going to learn about this. She'chush ha'machshava. When this chush of machshava, which is one of the levushim of the nefesh elikis, and when misused, of the nefesh ha'bahamis, that's what we're learning. When the chush of machshava, of thought, is mitztarif al chushim, when it joins together with touching, hearing, seeing, smelling, and so on, hu hagarim lehem lamali es yeudam, then those chushim can be used to help the person fulfill his tachlis in this world. When Hashem is Baruch Hu wants, it joins you, it binds you to the sukkah. Sukkah means to see. Sayyid Ruach HaKadosh. It binds you to the sukkah, to the Aminim. It binds you to your children. It binds a husband to a wife. It binds a person to Yushalayim. When you're looking at something that's good, that you should be looking at. And it's together with Machshava. And there's a tziruf. So then, then the eyes are fulfilling the tachlis of why they were created. In the tefillah zaka that we say before Kol Nidre, so the chayad ma'is over there, Hashem, you created, you gave me eyes, and I used my eyes for looking at all the wrong things, terrible things. But you gave me hands that I should put on tefillin, that I should be able to do mitzvahs, to give tzedakah, and I used my hands for all kinds of bad things, and so on. Lirois v'lishmoy lahargish v'lochush hamachshava hi bahem ha'ikah. Machshava is the ikah. Beis advarm yuvnu yoser al pi anoyde v'sifrei chasidus. It's explained in the chasidus svarim. Shachushim, that our senses of re'iya, seeing, shmir, hearing, re'ach, smelling, tam, tasting, mishush, touching, feeling. Hinam koiches haneshama hatahera. That these are koiches of the neshama. In other words, ideally, the neshama is seeing, the neshama is smelling, and so on. Of course, it needs the physical organs in order to accomplish that. But ideally, we're talking here, the chushim are very holy. It's not a regular part of the guf. It's not like the feet. And the senses are more sensitive than the other parts of the body, seeing, hearing, and so on. But of course, since the neshama isn't clothed in the physical body, boim koiches eila, these koiches, which are really spiritual koiches, are spiritual koiches. We learned a long piece in the mitzvah Amunah, way back when we started the Sefer Mitzvahs, we learned a piece from the Tzemach Tzedek, Derech Mitzvah, an inyan of the Eidus, that we saw Maimed HaSinai. The reason that we believe, the Rambam writes, the reason that we believe in Teres Moshe is because we were there and we saw it. So we bear testimony. So the Tzemach Tzedek talks about what kind of Eidus. That was my great-great-great-grandfather. What's kind of an Eidus? He talks about that. And what Emunah means. There's a chush of seeing something that a Jew has. A guy doesn't have such a chush of Emunah. To see something from the neshama. It's a certain bechina of Ruach HaKadosh that a Jew has, because when Nevi'im b'nei Nevi'im, we have an ability to see certain things. These koiches that are really koiches of the neshama, because we're in a guf, boim koiches eilu de bitui bem tzol seivar, they find a means of expression or of experience through the physical organs. But the emes, the chushim, are really not physical like the rest of the body. It's higher than that. Haneshama hi haraya. The neshama is seeing. Hi hashemas. The neshama is listening. Ba glumim kaiches hareach v'tam. The neshama contains hidden within it these kaiches of smelling and of tasting. Behayoisa leloy guf. If there wouldn't be a body, there's a koyach of riyah that sees of the neshama without the eyes, and it's able to hear without physical ears. But since the neshama is contained
in flesh and blood, nigla koyach of riyah shalav bem tzos eini habasa.
The koach hari'iyah is mizgala through the eyes. But you see, in Kehelis, we just lay in Kehelis, you see that Shlomo HaMelech says, Libi ro'a harbe chachma. My heart saw much wisdom. Shlomo HaMelech talks like that. He's very careful with his words. Libi ro'a. Libira. Even when a person understands something, he says, I see. Libira habechach. my heart sees. Because the emes is that the heart, the etzem of the person sees something, the neshama is able to see, the eyes are that part of the body through which the koyach harei'ah is expressed. But that's not where it begins. It begins in a much deeper place, in a hidden place. The koyach hashmi'ah shebam ayidei ha'ozen. That's how it comes out with the body. That seeing is through the eyes and hearing is through the ears. Evarei achushim einam mishasam gufneis. These organs, the eyes, the ears, they don't do anything for a person who's dead. Le'idiyah manas esvivai. The mace doesn't hear, doesn't see anything. So what is it that is seeing and that's hearing? If it was just a physical thing, then there would be sounds and visions that would be experienced by the mace, but it's not. It's coming from the neshama. Kol zman the neshama is in the person. Kol zman the neshama is mechaya the person. Then the ear is hearing and the eyes are seeing. What the boss of Adam, the physical eyes and the physical ears, without the neshama, they're useless. They don't do anything. It's just a piece of meat. Ein behem erech. The person's dead. The eyes and the ears have nothing. Don't mean anything. Ein ha'adam zokuk lahem. The person has no use for them. Does that mean that the mace doesn't see? Of course the mace sees. Chazal tell us in many places how the mace sees. And the Svan tell us what the mace sees. But the person, the mace, doesn't see anymore using the guf. The mace sees with the neshama, without the encumbrance of the physical eyes. Yedei hakol b'koyach neshama. The person then sees and hears and so on b'koyach neshama. From the original chush, which is a chush that is in the neshama. Shachushim shalahim. Me'ata yuvan sheyeso akein. Now we can understand even more. Gam ba'oidei chai. Even while the guy's alive. Lo'i he'evorim ho'di'u v'shasu. It's not really the ears that are working for him. Although, with God's help, the healthy. And it's not really the eyes that are doing the ikka work. Kim ha'neshama sh'aisavai. It's the chiyas of the neshama. Koyach hamachshav. The neshama, of course, is the koyach hamachshav of a person. Shirak b'itztarfusa elachush. Therefore, only when the neshama, which is mislabish in the person's thoughts, only when the neshama joins together with the ear, joins together with the eye, so then the information is received. Then the person can understand, make sense out of what he absorbed. Lam chosha, just to make this more tangible. Kol hanase rom mibad le microphone, a voice that was made louder because of the microphone. Oy mabat. Hanas echad mibad la'adoshus mishkafayim, or a person's sight became sharper and stronger because of contact lenses, the lenses that he's wearing. Boru shemakor ha'karchis v'atzmiyusam bo'odam atzmor v'lo b'kelim. It's obvious to everybody that lenses don't have the ability to see anything. Lenses don't see anything. And a microphone doesn't say anything. You could stand up in the Hypers Morgan and look at the microphone and say, Nuzugapis. I heard you for hours making noise the other day. And you're standing by the microphone. No. You start. The microphone looks at you like you're crazy. It has nothing to say. And you have the lenses on the table and the little thing. And they say, what do you see? What's going on? You ask the contact lenses, what do you see? You ask the microscope or telescope, what do you see? No, I don't see anything. Because it's not the lenses that are seeing, and it's not the microphone that's talking. It's the Adam. It's the Adam. The Adam is the Neshama. It's Adam Atzma, a little bit Caleb. Omnam, he says, Ena Marshal Dohem, Lenim Shal Kikan, Paulu Akelim Shinu Bekarech, Los Eitz Oitzma Bekarech, Bechadus Levi. Of course, it's not exactly the same Marshal Nimshal, because the microphone makes the sound, the voice louder. And the lenses make the eyesight strong. It's not the exact same thing. In other words, it's just increasing the Mashenikan Achushim. But it's not the Marshal kid, even the Marshal can't really reach the Nimshal. Because the Nimshal, of course, is the Chushim, the human being's ability to see, to speak. To hear. Mashenikan Achushim, he named Klei Havor Vahafoka Lekoichas Neshama. It's Mamish. All the microphone does is it makes the sound louder. And all the lenses do is makes the eyesight clearer. But when it comes to the Chushim are very, very faithful and loyal to the Neshama. The Chushim are not trying to change anything that the Neshama sees. And we do that. We'll talk about that because of our machshavas. The Chushim want to be, our eyes want to be completely faithful to what the Neshama sees. The Chet of the Margum was Omri Lefi Mashal Arau Beinayim. They came back with a distorted report. They looked at things in a strange way. They saw things in a strange way. It means that they said something that wasn't true. So a person that gives a wrong report of what he's looking at, it's not the Neshama that wants to do that. The Neshama is screaming, what are you talking about? That's not what we saw. The Neshama says what Kalev and Yeshua were saying. Taivar, it's my. Because Kalev and Yeshua, their chushim, were faithful to the Neshama. And Kalev and Yeshua said, Taivar, it's my. It's gewaldig. They were speaking from they were expressing the Neshama's vision, the Neshama's experience, what the Neshama sensed. The other Raglan had an agenda. They had their own Indian, whatever that Indian was, and because of that, they said something that wasn't accurate. And the Neshama is saying, "Taivah is mine," and they're saying, "Ah, it's bad. It's a bad situation. We can't do it." And everybody's been in the situation where two people are going through the exact same thing. They're looking at the exact same thing. And one person says what is, and the other person says something that's not. And it doesn't mean that he's necessarily an outright liar. I mean, we're not talking about Stam, a liar. Just like the Meraglim, they were great people, they're not liars. Something went wrong. Where did something go wrong? With the eyes? No. Where did something go wrong? In Kap. In the Machshava, something went wrong. In the old song that we used to listen to, a man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. A man hears what he wants to hear. And so what the Meraglim wanted to see, they saw. Whatever the Chesh, they're great people. I'm not saying, God forbid, that we understand that we would have made much bigger mistakes. But the mistake wasn't with seeing or with hearing. The mistake was Machshav in the Adam. Not in these Caleb. In the Adam, the mistake was in the Adam. The Adam is the Machshav. It's the person. And the Neshama, therefore the Neshama sees the truth. But the Machshava Hamoach, the Machshava is a Lavush. It's a Lavush. So the person in his mind could because he wants to see things a certain way, he wants it to come out a certain way, so the mind can take what the neshama sees. So the mind has the ability to take what the neshama sees. In other words, the neshama, everything the neshama is right, clear. But then the machshava of the person processes the neshama, what the neshama knows. So if the person comes into that,
and he wants it to come out a certain way. He wants it to be a certain way. So the machshava of the person has the ability to distort lekalkel, la'aken, et akol. So it comes out a different story. That never happened. Never happened. You never had an argument with a kid, where the kid says something, and the kid's not lying, and you say, no, it's not, I was there, it didn't happen. I don't know what you're talking about. And the kid says, Daddy, this is what this is. And you know, you look at your wife, and your wife looks, we're here, all of us together. No, never saw that, never heard that. I know what you're talking about. And the kid gets very, very upset. And then here's what he wants to hear. But that's the machshava. The neshama, of course, is true. The neshama is honest. The neshama is screaming. What are you talking about? How do you make such a crazy thing in your brain? What happened to you? That you made such a bilbil in your head. And then now you're telling everybody that's what you heard, that's what you saw. But that's the adam is the neshama. B'sifrei Chasidus, himtiku lahavi lakach raya pshuta behiva. The Svarim HaKadosh bring a very simple raya, a very simple proof for this. Ha'odam meitzis mibad l'chor haman'ul. This is found in Chabad Svarim and other Svarim. A person is peeking through a little keyhole. He's looking through. Now, it's a tiny little keyhole. So the person only sees what? Only sees a little shatach. He only sees a little thing, a little field of vision that he's able to see through the keyhole. Ubeshetach hametzumtzum haniglul negen einayim. Through that little field of vision, nearest eight hametzretzetzes aladaf. All the person's able to see, he's looking through, all he sees is a pen. A pen is moving on a paper because the kaiseves shurais yafais. And it's writing very beautiful sentences. Looks through the keyhole, just sees a hand, just sees a pen, and the pen is moving and it's writing very nice things. Half of a fellow. Person says, bah, looks through and he sees such a thing, it's a meridic thing. There's a pen that does that. Just like that. A pen is moving and writing. Kulmus mace. How is that? It's a pen. A pen doesn't have any life. Vini yesh baruch haim. But this is a levitic pen. It's scary. You look through, you see a pen. You don't see the hand, you just see the body, you just see the pen. The hand's cut off, you just see the pen. And you see the pen's writing beautiful. Is it scary? There's a pen that has life. Kumas meis, vini yesh baruch haim. It has a life. Tenua, it's moving. V'seichel, haseichel. Look, it's writing beautiful sentences, straight, whatever. Pilei habriya. It's a wonder of creation. Now, you knock out a little bit more from the hole, so you got a wider field of vision. Now you see there's a hand that's holding the pen. Oh. But you're still absolutely amazed by this. How is it possible that a hand should be able to write? Without any person there. Just like that, a hand. Like we used to watch on the show when we were kids, a finger. What was the name of that show? I don't know. Adam's Family. Yeah, it was just this hand that had like its own chiyus. So now you see the hand, and the hand is holding a pen. You listen to it. That's better. It's not just a pen. It's a hand. But how does it have such a chiyus? A hand? Pieces, boss, a piece of flesh, or given about somas with bone. Asher kamlet chia, it's alive, a hand, just like that. Latnu of a seichel, it moves, it has seichel, it's writing sentences.
Yetzeres Aisius Neflos, and it's able to make beautiful letters. Now you feel a little bit better. Of course, the pen doesn't have any life. Page 77. I know how come the pen can work over here, because there's a hand. And if this hand would stop, the pen would fall down right away. The pen has no seichel. The pen's not alive. It has a chias because there's a hand that's holding it. Ach yesh kan pella, but this is also a pella. Zroya v'kaf yad, an arm, a hand. Vosa daimem, it's also a piece of flesh. Hamachelul es ploy maladat, is doing amazing things on a piece of paper. Chor haman ol horchav oiktsas. We open up the hole, the keyhole, and make it wider. V'hine mizbarer, there's a very deep marshal in this word. V'hine mizbarer, shumuchuberes hayad, el kosef, shetachas harayish. Well, look at that. The pen is a whole hagadya. The pen is attached to the hand, which is attached to a shoulder. And the shoulder is tachas harayish, that's underneath the head. Mashma, gam hayad ben hamesim. It turns out that the arm and the hand, which is also a mace on its own, has no life. Its chiyus, apparently, is coming from the Reish. Except we stop there. We're done with the keyhole. We don't need to see more. That's where we make our mistake. Because, of course, when you see the whole picture, it's the Borei Olam. Everything is the very oil. That's how you're supposed to look at the world. With son of a daitai, so he says, oh, now I know. There's a guy. I see the guy. There's Yankel. Yankel is the one who owns this arm, that owns the hand, that owns the pen, that's writing. With son of a daitai, so Yankel's writing what he wants to write. Beha odrim heimenu, ein batnua. And if Yankel wouldn't be here, then there would be no movement at all. The pen would fall. The hand, if there wouldn't be a yankel, then this would be a piece of flesh, it would just drop onto the floor. It can't, right? But there's yankel. Oh, so that's the person. Beregezeh, all of a sudden, niftachas adelas kula. He's not crouched over looking through the hole. All of a sudden, the door opens. V'nigla isha kaysev. He sees the whole person over there, writing. Yodoy Echezes the eight, he sees the guy sitting there holding onto a pen, Vadaf Mismale, and that the paper's getting full. Imi Shaluhu. So if you ask now this guy that was watching everything, you ask him, Mi Kosev Zashua Salalu? Who wrote these lines? Lo Yana Ha eight, he's not going to say the pen. He might have said that the first second. He thought it was strange, but he would have said, I don't know, there's a pen that's writing this. But now he already sees the whole picture. So he doesn't say, the pen wrote this. Even though the truth is, the pen did write that. The pen did write those words. And he's not going to say, no, the hand wrote this. Even though it's true, the hand did write it with the pen. Yoimer Brura, he's going to say clearly. If you're asking this guy, if you're talking to this guy, he'll say, Ani, I wrote this. I, that amazing thing, Ani. Ani, Mize Ani. So what does that mean? Who is this Ani? Miata Haguf? Is the Ani a hand? It's certainly not the pen. So then what is it? It's your hand? The Ani is your arm? What is the Ani? I wrote this. So the guy says, no. The pen wrote it. I was watching for half hour through the keyhole, and I saw the pen was watching. What, are you crazy? Yeah, but then I made the whole bigger, and I saw that there was a hand that wrote it. But now that the door's open, you're Balseichel. Then take a look, and you understand that it's not You know, it's true, the pen, and it's true about the hand. But Yankel says, it was me. And when he says the word, ani kasafti, ani kasafti, in that word, ani, this is the mensch. That's the neshama. That's the other. Mi ata guf ha'et, ani klema ha'machshava shadi. It means my thoughts. I, the thoughts are something you can't touch, you can't see. That's what was writing. All along, that's what was writing. It's true that the Koach HaMachshava was using a kli. The kli was what? The arm, the hand, the pen. Those are the kelim. Just like our Machshava has kelim, that's called eyes, ears, the hand, the nose. Those are kelim. But what is the actual chush itself? It comes from the neshama through the mind of the person. Klaimer, ha-machshava ha-shebi. It's the machshava, heavy oimer. Ha-machshava ha-nisteris. He kol ha-adam. The machshava is the person. The machshava is the person. Mi-moshal zeh, from this moshal, limdu b'chasidis, eich kol tnuas oilam umloyoi. Now, as I said before, we're satisfied now that the door is open and our eyes see that there's this guy writing. And you say, oh, it's Yankel. Yankel says, it's me. That means it's the machshava of Yankel. Yankel's saying, it's me. It's not my hand. It's not a pen. It's me. I'm writing this. But the Svarim HaKadoshim take this marshal, of course, and they go the next step. That's the whole Bria that we're looking at. What we see is only a tiny piece. And if we would be Zoyche, I would say, and the door would be open, and the Baruch Shalom would be sitting at his desk, and we'd say, Mi bara eila? HaKadosh Baruch would say, Ani, Ani hu v'lei acher. Ani. It's me. Kol tnuas oilam loy, everything, the whole world. Haniris balas kiyam atzmi. It seems to us that what? That it has its own existence. Just like it seems to the guy through the keyhole that that the pen is alive. And he became a little bit smarter. So it seems to him, or he saw more, it seems to him that no. The hand is alive. So we're big chachamim because the door's open and we see not, it's Yankel. But the whole world. The whole world. Is a lakus. Be'etzem, the whole universe, be'etzem, that we see with our eyes, that we experience, be'etzem, hina mesa. It's not better than the pen, it's not better than the hand. On its own, it has no life at all. It has no existence at all. Without any chiyus. Hina mesa va'ayin. Leloi chiyas Hashem is baruch Hashem bo. Without the chiyas of Hashem. She kol kula v'ladeh ein la metzias klal o klal. Like what happened with the Baal HaTanya and the Tzemach Tzedek that I've told many times over the years, that when the Tzemach Tzedek was a little boy. So he went on his grandfather's lap, on the Baal Tanya's lap, and he touched the Baal Tanya's beard, and he said, Zaydi. And the Baal Tanya said, that doesn't is Zaydi. You know the story, right? He said, that's not Zaydi. Because it's Zaydi's beard. It's not Zaydi. So then he touched the Baal Tanya's face. Zaydi! And the Baal Tanya said, that's not Zaydi. And whatever, and he kept on saying, that's not Zaydi. And he said, the little boy said, the Tzemach Tzedek said, Zaydi. He said, there's no Zaydi. Okay. So he's having a hard time with his grandfather. And he's playing, whatever, and then a few minutes later, he's playing a little bit over there in the room, and he goes to the door, and he closes the door, the Tzemach Tzedek, and he makes believe that he closed it on his finger. He makes believe that he shut the slender door on his finger. And he screams out, And he screams out, the Baltani, the Tzemach Tzedek goes, oi! And the Baltani screams out, Mendel, was is Mendel? Mendel! So then the Tzemach Tzedek said, das ist Zayda. That's Zayda. I touched the essence of Zayda. That's the essence of Zayda, his love for me. Not Zayda's beard, not Zayda's face, not Zayda's lap, but das ist Zayda. And Zayda said, Mendel! That's Zayda. It's all of Ushim, with the Ani. To come to that, which is the Ani, with the Ani of the whole Bria, that we're only looking at the pen, or the hand, or the arm, or what we think is the whole Surah. It's all Ayin, it's Mesa, you know, Mesa of Ayin, L'chiyas Hashem V'ra Sheba, Shikol Kulu B'lada, Ein La Mitzias Klal U'Klal. There's no Matthias, there's nothing. There's no writing. Nothing. Ach ata l'nishtamish b'nimshim. Okay, this is in the Svarma Kedoshim. He says that's not our avoider right now to go into that part of the Nimshim, which is the highest part of the Nimshim. We're stopping the talk because we're talking about the Tzuras Adam. So we're not talking about the union of the Bayrei right now. We're talking about the Adam. So we're not going to go into that part of the Nimshim. But we only need to use the marshal to that point of the person. That the person, the ani, is not the pen, it's not the hand, has no chiyas at all. What is the chiyas? The machshava, the adam. Sh'adam, haina machshavta. That's the person. Haina machshavta. That's what, when the Tanya said Mendel, that was the Tanya's deepest thoughts and feelings was Mendel. That's the person. Tanya is telling what he was saying to the Tzemach Tzedek is that Zaydi is not some hairs coming out from the chin, and Zaydi is not some skin. That's not Zaydi. What you see with the eyes is not Zaydi. That's not it. What you see with your eyes, that's Zaydi's guf. That's Zaydi's beard. It's his face. That's not Zaydi. And the Tzemach Tzedek understood that, and he gave back to the Baal Tanya. But he understood, he says, that's Zaydi, right? And I'm sure the Tanya was very proud of him, maybe he didn't like the trick, whatever, but he was very proud of him, he says, that's right, that's Zaydi. Zaydi is what he's on his grandson that he loves, that's Zaydi. That's the Adam. Right, Mitzvah will continue, not next Monday, Mitzvah will have to see him, but the following Monday, Mitzvah will continue.